Start of interview with A.P. Jayasurya on the 29th of December, 1967.
I'll ask you about the State Council days.
Yes.
And in fact, I would like to know what made you take an interest in politics.
Well, I was practicing as an advocate, actually. I was quite satisfied with my situation. But at the same time, I was taking some interest in the welfare of the people of my area, or the place where I was born, at Horana, and the area. I started some societies and things like that, and I felt the people rather backward. So I started these societies and things like that.
What societies?
At that time, the most popular form of society was Lanka Mahajana Sabha. That was the first thing we started. Then we went on like that. Then,
what was the purpose of that society? Social
society was to take general interest in the welfare of Raigam Koral.
Oh. Was it confined to that area, or did you have an alliance with an all-island society?
Well, there was a Lanka Mahajana Sabha embracing the whole of the Lanka Mahajana Sabha.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Mahajana Sabha, Raigam Koral Mahajana Sabha. So, it's a few local, but
Raigam Mahajana Sabha.
Mahajana Sabha. That was the first society I started. That practically embraced the whole of one unit, that is Raigam Koral, the chief town of the place was Horana, and I was a resident of Horana. As a matter of fact, I was the very first man who went to England and had my education there, and the first man from that quarter. So I thought it was my duty to do something for that. I started this. Then from there, from that, later on, there are a number of local rural development societies. That is embracing two, three villages, and sometimes one large village, like that. We're working like that. And then Mr. E.W. Pereira was the member representing the whole of that area, this Raigam Koral plus the other area. In 1931, the elections came. Election for the Horana seat. So I worked very hard for Mr. Pereira. I worked very hard for Mr. Pereira. And saw him return. But during the course of the campaign, Mr. Pereira had said that I'm coming forward this time. Next time I shall not come forward. But you have your own man now, Mr. Jayasurya. I think that the proper man to represent the state. But I, even at that time, I didn't take it seriously. I was more interested in my practice. So this went on. Then in 1936, that was the first time that the state council, the first election was set in 1931. Raigam Koral plus a certain portion of Padik area, Padik and Valley. So, I didn't take any serious notice of it, but I went on working. Then, from 1931 to 1936, I took a personal interest in everything. And whenever they wanted to get something done from Mr. Pereira, they always came to me, and I used to correspond with him. Sometimes see him in Colombo, or at court to his residence, and do all that. Then, just before the 1936 election came, that is about 5 or 6 months earlier, the people there came to me. You remember Mr. E.W. Pereira said this at that time. Now, Mr. E.W. Pereira lives at Kote, very inconvenient for us, you see. And it is not possible for him to take a personal interest in our affairs. We want our old man, and we want you to come forward. Actually, they got told my father was dead at the time. My mother was living. They got told my mother and got my mother to speak to me. Several times he spoke to him, but I was rather reluctant because I felt, and I'm a young man, at the time I was quite young man, just fresh from after my education, and my interest is really in my practice, in my law. And how can I come forward against a man like E.W. Pereira, a senior man, man of experience, man who rented some place to the country. So then my mother said, sure, but the people say, if you are not prepared to come forward, they will try to invite somebody else, and another outsider will come, Mr. Pereira, we should lose this touch. Then I asked him, why? She said, all right, I have asked the people to come here this evening, they will tell you themselves. They came that evening, they told me, Mr. Pereira has not taken an interest in that place. And even if you try to get a certificate for one of our young people, it's very difficult. And it's very difficult unless we have a person of our own. And the present political situation in the country is such that if a man who knows the area must come forward to the area.
Who were these people?
A number of people there. Some people were presidents of the Rural European Society, former president of Mahajana Sabha, and some UP chairman, and that type of people, and also some outsiders. At that time, certain people of the area had a lot of influence. Today they have not. Today people are far advanced.
A lot of influence?
Yes, a lot of influence. Same, there, for instance, a man who employed a fair number of laborers, Veda Mahathya, the Ayurvedic physician, the Mudalali.
The estate owner, plantation owner.
Plantation owner. They have influence. The people listen to them, unlike today. Then I was very badly cornered. So I wrote a letter to Mr. Pereira. This is what the people say, you see, to come forward. And what have you got to say? Unfortunately, Mr. Pereira took the wrong step. Instead of replying to my letter, if you have replied to another young man, you are too young. Allow me to come forward this time, yet but think of it next time. How does that mean? Instead of doing that, he went on showing this letter to my friends in the Royal Library. And they look at this putting in this way, to come forward to the Royal Library. So I had no alternative. I waited for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, no reply. Then I heard from my friends, did you write a letter to EW? I said, yes. See what the man is doing? He reached out with a letter, he wrote number about it. One person who told me was Mr. R. Satyanarayana, our ambassador in America, Trilly Chandra. So he said, why don't you come forward? What is it? He said. Then I was reluctant, you see. I didn't give a definite word. So one day I returned from some outstation court. That whole day, the following day I had to. So after 2 days I returned home. My mother had sent somebody to Colombo, got down a second-hand car. I had my car, but she did not want me to use this. She wanted me to use that car. Because here you are, I have got a car for you. Now start this. So I had no alternative. I started. So wherever I went, I had continuous support. There, everywhere. Everywhere spent on this stuff. That is, I was simply pushed into it. I never wanted to come forward. I was more interested in my law practice.
I'm very interested in the election campaign. Yes. But before... Before asking you questions, yes, about the election campaign, yes, I'm very interested in your background and your the influences.
Yeah.
On your thinking.
Yes.
I was wondering, for instance, whether your home background would be classed as middle class or upper middle class, or and your, yes, what school you went to, and
perhaps I may be placed at upper middle class in that area. Mm-hmm. As far as my goal is concerned, I might be said to belong to the upper middle class.
Mm-hmm. And at home, I presume you spoke Sinhali.
Huh?
At home, you, yes, must have spoken Sinhali.
Yes, yes, always. My father knew a little English, but we never discussed anything in Sinhali. I always spoke in Sinhali, nothing in English.
Did you own land in the area?
Yes.
And your school background, St. John's Pandu? Your school, schooling, where?
School. Schooling, I had my education partly, early education at home. There's a small school at Horana, English school, run by the Church of the Society at the time. Now it's a big government school, very big government school. After I became a member, I worked hard and brought it up to be a big central school.
What's going on?
Now, Takshila Vidyalaya. So, that was my early education. After that, I came to Palmadura, the Sri Sumangala school. Because my father was a great Buddhist. He didn't want to send me to a Christian school. At that age, he wanted to send me to a Buddhist school.
That's very interesting, you yes. see, that... and from Sri Sumangala, you went to law college here, or did you go straight to England?
From Sri Sumangala, I joined the Royal College. I was there for about 2 or 3 years. After that, I went straight to England. Straight to England, joined Lincolnshire. And studied and passed out as a barrister.
What year did you come back to Ceylon?
1925.
I was wondering whether there were any particular men or books who influenced your thinking in your younger days.
Any books?
Any books or any elder statesman who
Well, I was reading for my degree in the London School of Economics. You see, at least, there were people like Harold Laskin, you see, that time, and one Mr. R. H. Tawney, even this Arnold Toynbee, who spent here for 3 days, a very young man, he was also one of our lecturers at the time. And that sort of people did influence me. Graham Wallace, Professor Graham Wallace, a very simple-minded man. He was a professor, but he used to call himself a schoolmaster. I'm a schoolmaster.
And among the Ceylonese, I was wondering.
But Ceylonese, first person I knew was Sabarin Jayadilakar. He had something. But later on, I came into close contact with Mr. Bandaranaike. My later politics was influenced very largely by him.
When you came back in 1925, did you join the National Congress? The Ceylon National Congress?
National Congress. For a short time I was there. But National Congress practically ceased to function after a short time. For a short time I was there. I used to attend one of the meetings, annual general meetings. But I didn't take an active interest in Congress parties.
Coming to the elections in 1936,
yes.
I'm very interested in the type of election, electioneering in those days.
Yes.
How, I suppose you had to use your own money for the elections.
No. You'd be surprised that I spent only a sum of, including the deposit, was 1,000 rupees those days because there were no parties. Including the deposit, I spent only 5,000 rupees. But mostly for literature at that time. Literature, I used to get, and literature, and I used to go out. Even for my, meals, you know, going about. When somebody hears that I am going to certain area for some meeting, some school or something, or somebody like that invites me for lunch or some gharari. So I thought it was better for me to go and eat with them, than taking my own meat from home or coming home. So I used to do that.
Did you have a planned house-to-house campaign, or do you concentrate on big meetings, election meetings?
A number of big meetings, I guess. Because the demand for meetings came from these various places. I had only a central committee. One central committee I had.
Who were on that committee?
Yes, I was on that committee, and that central committee consisted of some school teachers, some liberalis, you see, land proprietors,
and Ayurvedic, you know, physicians, you see. And some of the Buddhist priests also, why? Because to you is a Buddhist priest, but these people said, no, they are also interested to come and help.
Oh, they helped in that time too?
That time also, yes. That time also they helped.
I was wondering whether you could single out any particular individuals who helped you a lot.
Well, some of them are dead. Some of them are dead. One D.B.W. Vikramasinghe, not from Horana, mm-hmm. but a few miles away from Horana. He died about 6-7 years ago, about 8 years ago.
Did you get any support from the Senanayakas?
Not in 1936. In fact, I didn't get any support from anybody. In fact, I knew Mr. Mangamati very well. I came and I did talk to him. So he told me, the only person I went to, told me that I hope you will discern my difficulty. If I go there, it will be interpreted as an act done against the leading politician in this country, W. Pereira. I don't like that to happen. I quite understand. One man who helped me was Mr. Advocate Sri Shankar. He was a very good friend of mine, even in England. And when he returned, I used to appear with Junior. Later on, I had to get against him in certain cases, but we were always the best of friends. He came for several meetings. He was the only person from outside who came for my meeting. Others were all local people.
So what factors do you think helped you to win?
I think it is this. People actually felt that Mr. Pereira was not taking sufficient interest in the place itself. His politics are more of a higher nature, high politics, embracing all island-wide politics and big politics. But locally, he was not interested. Not interested in the country. And that is the main thing. That's the main question that people said.
They wanted various services.
Yes. And at that time, my fear was that any outstanding man coming in might have defeated Mr. Pereira. He's an important man who had a very big name, and who was the president of the area at the time. I defeated him by 9,000 votes, close upon 10,000 votes.
Isn't it correct to say that Mr. Pereira, rested on his name, and like sort of the old school politicians, he refused to canvass votes.
Right. He didn't canvass. Even in 1931, it was we canvassed. Mostly I canvassed, not him. He came to a meeting and goes away.
Why? What was his attitude? Why did he do that?
Well, I suppose what he thought was that he was a man of, I must say, this one, man of height and difference. And he didn't think it was proper for me to end. How can you do anything like that? As a matter of fact, I didn't do it. And how can I do anything myself? But we had to organize the meeting. Election office was my own house in Purana, in 1931. Okay? So all the people used to come there. He had no other election office. Okay? And whenever we are in a meeting, he keeps trying to signature, even for a meeting. We had to arrange meetings. And once we started supporting him, it was our boss, not his election, but it was our election. That's what everybody said. So all of us, I spent such a number of meetings, any meeting, and at Horna, I spent another meeting anywhere else, people of that area spent for it, and that sort of thing. And the other thing was, Mr. Pereira is a little bit, you know, yes, a little bit caste conscious.
Yes, in fact, I didn't like to raise this, but we have to take this into account in politics. How important was the caste factor in this case?
How important
was the caste factor?
Yes, you see, it is not a caste, it's only fifth class conscious too.
Aristocratic.
But I don't want to say certain things that actually happened because man is dead and gone. I don't want to say anything against him. I would like to see everything that is good about him. But this was the thing. rest of the time. Then he had actually he's a relation of mine. You see, relation of mine. And but he was that. That could be the father. As far as the coming event is concerned, he was progressing very far. Shaitan specific, Shaitan called it, progressing very far. So it plays like that, you see. It's very difficult for a class conscious man, or a man who cannot freely move among the with the own people. Such a man cannot have any headway in a place like my place.
Would it be correct to say that his caste voted on block for him?
These people vote according to caste. These people, practically, all vote for him. But in 1931, that first election we had after my return from England, in 1931, the man who contested him was one, Mr. Ashoki Thiriman, a proctor of Panagra. He drove a large number of clients in that area. The magistrate court and the district court, was at Kaludara, magistrate court was at Panagra area, was hold that my place, this was Panagra. So this man has a very good touch, very good benefit. So he thought that he had a very good chance. He was the person who came forward. So he scored just about 5,000 votes on the line.
Did caste count? Was that a caste election?
He was also a highly caste conscious man. So as far as that is concerned, they were both equal, on equal ground. It was not that that they should that is, all the people of any consequence work for Mr. Bhagat. They said, Mr. Thiriman is a good proctor, good civil proctor, good criminal proctor, very good. We will take that service out of him. But from politics, he doesn't have.
Was he also a G community? Was he also G community?
Oh, yes, oh, yes. G community. And a man who is a proctor, you have to call his, house a lover, you see. This girl is also the girl also.
What about the influence of headman in those days? Was it very vital?
Headman?
Ratimath, no, Mudaliyas and Ratimathmas and...
There were certain headmen who commanded a lot of influence. They were good people. People could approach them and he did not harass people. He did not ask for money for everything. Such people, they command a lot of influence. But in every, normally, or ordinarily also, every headman has some kind of influence, some kind of influence. People, the big rowdy type headman, the people fear. They did not know that their vote is absolutely secret and they fear that they might be found out or something like that. So they fear those headmen. But the other type of headmen, they respect it.
Okay. And so if the headman supported one side, they tended to follow the headman's
fear. If the headman is that, a good headman, that turned the whole way follows them. But the bad headman, that infection follows them, for sure.
Taking that whole election island-wide,
yes.
I was wondering whether because of this crucial influence of headman, VC chairman and Mudalalis and others, whether it was possible for candidate A, shall I say, candidate A, he could perhaps give favours to these big men.
Who?
He could provide favours,
yes,
to these headmen and,
yes,
big shots.
Yes.
Perhaps even give them money. And by these means, try and win an election.
Not at that time. At that time, Mr. Thiriman never gave any money, never organized an election, never. In fact, he wouldn't even talk to an ordinary man, but still in 1931 he disappointed.
No, I was not talking about Raigam or land, that election.
Yes.
I was thinking of Canyon areas in particular, whether, say...
I think even there, the type of people who were returned to the State Council at that time shows that... money did not pay very big part at that time, you see. I don't think money. It's only later on that money came in. Those days people had certain principles, politics. If they took money from anybody, he would never go against it, never go against it. And people who came forward were also people who did not like to spend money, who did not believe in spending money. It is later on, by certain other people coming in, and they start making, spending money. It was only then money played a fairly important part. Even then, today, it is just the reverse. If you pay the money to a man, he will do what he wants. He will take the money and take what he wants, and do what he wants. Money is of not much great use today.
What position did the Pereiras of Corona take? Wilmer Pereira's family.
Wilmer Pereira, in 1936, he supported me. He supported me. He supported me and
when I asked a question about the Sevanayakas,
yes.
I was wondering whether the DF
yes.
wanted to defeat,
what?
He wanted E.W. Pereira to be defeated because he was a potential prime minister. You see what I mean?
I couldn't say that, you see, because Sevanayakas, I did not know any of Sevanayakas, but the only leading politician I knew was Mr. Bandaranaike and Sabaran Jayakrishna. Sabaran Jayakrishna, I knew him in England. That is how I knew him. Other people I did not know very much.
No, I asked this question because in 42-43, when E.W. Pereira came for the contest Kelaniya, the Sevanayakas put J.R. Jayawardena.
That's right.
And I was wondering whether they were trying to block him.
It is just possible that they did not wish E.W. Pereira coming in, but they never supported me. I never asked their support also. Only person I asked, it was Mr. Bandaranaike. But then when he failed his position to me, I took it wrong. I said it's right. So I actually made use of non-politicians, local politicians and outside who came, were only people who can talk well like Mr. Sri Sankar was not a politician at that time. Later on only.
Did you say that Mr. E.W. Pereira was caste conscious? That would mean that in that area in particular, because there are various so-called lower castes, I mean, they would have tended to support you.
Huh?
The others would have tended to support you because of...
In fact, some of the so-called Valago people didn't support me. Really?
Because of that?
Yeah. Might be for that. Might be because, either because of that or because of a senior man, an experienced man and all that. Maybe one of the two. But the fact is that bigger people who are people who have aspired to become Mohandram, they did not support me.
You didn't have any connection with the Suryamal campaign in that area. And
Ilyan Pereira. Ilyan Pereira is organized. At that time, we were practicing together. So he told me, in that area, I want to do something. But I said, all right. So he gave me 7 cities. I distributed them. Collected the whole, all the tips as a gem, I handed over. That was the only collection I had with the Suryamal campaign. Nothing else.
No, I was wondering whether, in view of the fact that you had Leslie Gunawardena and Philip Gunawardena in neighboring constituency, and since Wilmer Pereira was close to them.
Wilmer Pereira was very close to these people, like he was associating at that time. Philip.
You were not attracted to that left moment.
No. Even Wilmer Pereira took an extremely leftist view at that time. I didn't. At that time, I am a leftist even today, in the sense that I am opposed to any reactionary. Like the UNP, I am opposed to UNP because of that. But I am not an extreme, I am opposed to extreme leftist. I am opposed to extreme.
I suppose you joined the Sinhala Mahasabha when it was formed in 37.
That's right. Because Mr. Bandaranaike, I tell you, a very good friend of mine, he became a very good friend at that time. In fact, I was a secretary. I was a secretary of the Mahatma at that time, when he formed.
Could you Can you remember any of the events leading to its formation and the personnel who helped to form it in 36?
Yes. Well, practically all the leading members in state council were members of that. It may be that they joined because they thought through this they can get some influence in the country, maybe. Sir John Carlisle, T. Ratnayake was the president of that, Senator Edi Lugavala. Okay. Then we had 18 members of state council. Okay. Myself, Mr. E.W.B. Khandangara. Okay. And Arthur Gunavadana. Jai Vira Kuruk from Ratnapura. Like that, there were 15 or 18.
Would it be correct to say that RSS Gunavardhana was one of Bandaranaike's lieutenants at that time?
No. Mm. They were very good friends, because they were at school together at St. Thomas College. They were very good friends that even from that time. So,
you see, I've heard a story that before the Sinhala Mahasabha was formed, some of the state councillors and others were thinking of forming a social democratic party. There's not a Marxist party, another party called Social Democratic Party. And they had a meeting to form this party, but then Bandaranaike said we should call it Sinhala Mahasabha and, you know, gave specific points, and therefore some of the more left-oriented people did not join. I'm not sure whether this is correct.
Well, they didn't come to the open, you see. If they did, then the meeting, it must be behind closed doors. I personally did not know anything about all about this. I think the very first thing, very first organization, before that, members used to act individually, and members used to be executive committee. He knew only as far as that the committee is concerned. And during that time, each member was very strong. Then number of members felt the need to work together in a certain way. So Mr. Bandaranaike was the first person who formed this.
Is it correct to say that as Minister of Local Government,
yes,
he had contacts with various chairmen, local committee chairmen, and they encouraged him in this idea of forming a single Mahasabha?
Quite possible. He certainly, as Minister of Local Government, he naturally had been interested practically the rural areas as well as the urban areas. Not town council, not them at that time. Town council brought in by him later on. And this council, all those things. Quite possible.
Have you any idea what factors helped Philip Gunavardhana to defeat Lady Mullumure in Avesavala? I mean, that was a shock.
I think Lady Mullumure also must have got the same trouble as Mr. Perewa at that time. And of course, that Gwadala area was rather backward, far more backward in our area. Our area was more or less progressive and responsive to good opinion. But those people were cut down by the Hatras and other people. So that helped him to teach him. I said, I think we need to go like Paragumata, because during the time of some malaria epidemic or something like that, he went on distributing parakeet and sugar and everything he gave things to the people. That is also good. But I think what actually helped him destroy him, he must have shown to the people their position. They are the people who govern this country through their representatives. That sort of idea had never been put to them before that. I think Lady Mullumure lost mostly on that.
Mm-hmm. And the left parties and all the people who are more socialistic minded, didn't they, as a matter of principle, emphasize the fact that there were no such thing as depressed caste and that all were equal and things like that.
That was a peaceful samasamadhi. The only emperor and Philip Gunnivar was the only two samasamadhi at that time. Philip Gunnivar beat, he first consulted to one was.
Ruangala?
No, Philip Gunnivar. Philip Gunnivar was first, at the point of Avisavella.
Avisavella.
More or less on his father's reputation. Father reputation. And their family had a fair amount of influence in that area.
In fact, with reference to your constituency, the Raigaon Koral area, yes. I'm very interested in the economic background. Now, that is a rubber plantation area, isn't it? So, were there some estate laborers too? Many estate laborers who had the vote? Indians?
Yes, there were a lot of estate laborers because actually in 1931, there were number of Thangani Sant and all that people like Sondamanivar came to the presentation.
Have you any idea how the Indian laborers voted when it came to Singhalese?
Every Indian laborer, some of my supporters went and saw, not they never saw the Hindu Dandas. There was a Hindu Dandas all Indian. But they kept hold of the after class of the estates or the Thangani.
What about the villagers themselves? Do they, or at least in your time, did they work part-time on the estate when they were not working in the fields? Off-season, did they go and do part-time work?
Europeans?
No, the peasants, the Goyas, local villagers.
Yes.
Did they go and work on the adjoining estates?
Yes. If it is a rubber estate, mostly rubber, they were working only the morning. They go there early morning, at about 6 o'clock. And by 12 or 12:30, they are off.
Was there a shortage of land in your district?
The Raigaon Koral is a very thickly populated koral.
Mm-hmm.
So there has always been a rubber land. Land hunger has always been there.
Do you think that the villagers suffered as a result of the growth of these estates?
As a result of the
growth of these rubber estates?
These the large estates?
Yes.
Not much. You see, at that time, the laborer used to get work there. You see? And then Raigaon Koral is a place where practically 75-80% the people have their part of land and they had to pay on which they depend for their food.
Did they own this part of land or were they just tenants?
Sometimes under cultivation, mostly under cultivation.
But that's not secure, is it?
Not secure, but as long as you, those days, now I remember during my parents' days, the people who started originally cultivating the land. When these people died, their sons started it, their sons are now today, people who are cultivating my family are the sons, great grandsons of the people who cultivate their family for my parents. If you are, if the cultivator started, they can't mention it, they don't mention it. If the landowner feels, that if the owner feels that man is doing hard work, he's doing enough work, then they can't change.
So most of the people then had a little bit of land?
Most of the people had a bit of land. Some place big house, at least his own house he had, and a small extended periphery, most of the people.
Didn't the growth of the estate
yes.
deprive them of some land which...
Yes. Now, not only the Europeans, even some of the CGAs, he owned large estates, two very big estates. Those that he must have purchased those things. Then there's a very big estate called Allakandi and Thornetti, that means a number of more good. But generally, the land hunger actually became acute when the population started increasing.
But isn't it correct to say that in many ways the estates helped the area because they brought more money, brought a means by which they could get a little bit of money.
That has always been the mentality of our people. As long as you get the money to live well, And then don't worry about that thing. Later on, when these political ideas got in their head, that they wanted all kinds of things. Turning to the state council itself, the state council. Can you tell me something about the formation of the Pan-Sinhalese Ministry? How that was worked? Were you contacted
in the state council?
Yes.
Well, we usually are asked what committee would you like to go in? Mm-hmm. Yes, committee to say. What is the committee of Home Affairs, Committee of Agriculture and Food, Committee of Commerce and Industry, and the Committee of Local Administration and all that. So Mr. Bandaranaike, as soon as they were rejected, contacted me and said, come into the Ministry of Local Government, see that here people. Please go to Ministry of Local Government. So because of my venture with him, I said, yes, I want local government. Okay. So this thing, the other people, there were lots of vibrant, I know. Some people were trying to maneuver for position.
No, but isn't it correct to say that D.B. Jayasurya and Senanayake and others got together to prove to the colonial office that this system did not protect the minorities and that they could always work it so that there wouldn't be a minority minister?
Yes.
And then they sort of put people into the right committees so that they'll all get a, just to prove this point, to get colonial office, that this system did not protect the minorities and that they could always work it so that there wouldn't be a minority minister.
Yes.
And then they sort of put people into the right committees so that they'll all get a, just to prove this point, to get their own
quite possible, because I was not in the inner circle at that time with him. I was completely young. I was a young man, you see.
No, I was wondering whether someone came and contacted you and said you must vote for Bandaranaike.
No. That is entirely on my own. Because my friendship with him, I thought I'd go in there. I'd be able to get things done for my constituency as far as that ministry is concerned.
Now, there is a story of how this Senanayake clique and Kothalawala and crowd fooled these European ministers, their Villiers and others were there. They wanted their votes, you see, for a certain man.
Yes.
So they said, all right, in this committee we make this European a minister, but in the others we must vote for the people we say. But is that correct?
I never heard that. It's not unlikely. I think here that's
it. It's according to Sundaralingam who planned this mathematics of this.
But European also, those two would like to have supported people of the standing of like Girijagra, Chennayaka, Bandan, they would have liked. So they thought that being a theory thought that they mustn't they were far too soon. Actually thought that they mustn't be far too strong a place to be normal liberal, what a religious type of thing.
What comments have you to make on the executive committee system?
I believe executive committee system has its advantages. You see? Because today, ordinary member is sitting through a voting machine. But voting machine, sometimes he'll be able to get something done through the ministry, sometimes not. Even if he's a government party man, sometimes he's not able to get something done from the particular ministry. The executive system is not that. Even as far as that particular ministry is concerned, particular executive committee is concerned, he has got a place. He's got a very important place. And it counts. And he knew that he had been there. And he could exercise influence over others through this executive committee, this way. That a lot of people who want to get things done, now I was in the committee of local government, local administration. A lot of people who want to get things done from the local administration, they come to me.
But wasn't there a tendency as a result of this system for people to concentrate on less important fears like appointments and wasn't there a tendency to interfere in...
It's that even today, even today it is done. Even today it's done in the work form, the particle. And party supporter. Party supporter. At that time, it was only you have to constituent. You see that? Constituent, the deserving constituent. Not a dreamer. And perhaps the deserving friend. But today it's not so. Any party man, or any relation of a minister or kind of like that. And the other thing was that today I don't know, I wonder how many members study their papers. In a community, every